Welcome back to another episode of Lady You're Scaring Us. I'm Hillary.
And I'm Taylor.
And I'm Marisa.
Put your goddamn phones up.
Both I'm sorry.
We're up.
Yeah, just give me 2 seconds.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Been really? Ready. Was born.
Because you're ready. Still moving those little fingers over
just
there.
Just
because
I can't.
You're going to be asking me what?
And like, no, I'm not.
What?
Yeah, see, but I will put my phone down and listen to you.
All right, I don't know if you guys are ready for this one.
Why?
I don't want to ruin it.
I'm still upset. Because
when the ball drops...
It drops hard.
Yep.
God damn it.
All right.
All right. This is a let's just jump into it episode.
Okay.
Barbara Daly was born on September 28th, 1921, and raised in Cambridge, Massachusetts. In January of 1933, when Barbara was 11... Her father, Frank, committed suicide by carbon monoxide poisoning from the exhaust of his car.
He sat in the garage.
Yeah, he sat in the garage.
Do they have garages in 1933?
Not in 21.
But I think you just
run a pipe through your roll the window up.
Yeah.
And then you're
out. Lights out.
And like,
how
was your window roll up?
How does your window roll up?
He did this because he lost all of his money in the stock market crash.
Oh.
That'll do it.
A lot of people did that.
Yeah. But somehow he managed to... So, like, they knew he killed himself. But somehow they were able to swing it to where he didn't. Like, they made it look like an accident so that Barbara and her mother were able to get his life insurance money.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because, you know, if you kill yourself...
Yeah, you don't get life insurance
money. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. After the life insurance payment had been collected... Barbara and her mother moved to New York City, and they lived in the Delmonico Hotel, which is apparently, like, classy AF.
It sounds like it.
It does. And this is kind of random. I didn't know where to throw it in, so I just threw it in here. Both Barbara and her mother suffered with mental illness, like depression, and I don't know what her mom suffered with, but...
Okay.
That's what it was, or you're just giving an example?
I don't know what... I know Barbara had depression. I don't know if there was anything else with it.
Okay.
And I don't know what her mom's diagnosis was. But as she got older, Barbara quickly became a well-known socialite in the area. She was beautiful. She was one of New York's 10 most beautiful girls and one of the top models of her time. She would pose for painters and would often model with big-time names like Vogue and Harper's Bazaar.
Ooh.
And she was gorgeous.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
Oh, okay.
She just classic.
Those eyebrows.
Yeah. Like classic Hollywood pretty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So because she was, you know, this blooming socialite, she also frequented the high society parties.
Okay.
You know, of all the rich New York people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At these parties, she would have all kinds of wealthy men trying to get her attention. Some people say she even had a fling with John Jacob Astor, the sixth.
He was on the Titanic.
John Jacob Astor, fifth, was on the Titanic. And died. So this is his son.
Oh, well, I'll be a son of a bitch.
You know how I know that? Because I've watched the Titanic 5,000 times.
Yeah.
And if you haven't watched the Titanic 5,000 times, John Jacob Astor V was the richest man on the whole motherfucking boat.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What?
Does it show that...
John
Do
Jacob
I have a mental Jingle illness that when you said... That name, I immediately went right to that scene in Titanic where she's like, and that is the richest man on the boat.
No.
Is that a mental illness?
No, that means you've seen the movie Titanic.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he's got the young girl.
Or is it just me? Like, if you know something that might happen.
And then she says, quite the scandal.
Wow. That was good.
So, yeah,
his little wifey over there is my age.
Quite the scandal.
Yeah. And she lived and was pregnant.
Because I know her.
Mm-hmm. She was pregnant.
Or I know him. And then you have the unsinkable Molly Brown, who I actually heard. Never mind.
What's your story? You're the one that's got to leave here.
I know, you're right. Go ahead.
Rumor was she dated Moneybagg's son. At some point, she ended up meeting Brooks Bakeland. Brooks was the grandson of Leo Bakeland, who invented Bakelite plastic.
Oh.
Huh. If it ain't Tupperware, I ain't using it. So I don't know what Bakelite.
If it ain't Tupperware.
It ain't in my kitchen. But I think Bakelite is some sort of
something
like that. It's plastic.
Okay.
He invented Post-its.
Okay. Plastic.
So he was, his family was rich as fuck. All my look rich as fuck.
See? That's what it was. It's called fun.
It might be called autism.
Right. The autism.
That's not funny, guys.
No, we're not laughing at autism. I wish I was autistic. I'd be a little bit smarter.
Yeah, I would be brilliant.
So we know Taylor doesn't have it.
Not everybody
yeah,
is so lame.
Yeah, so I can't
man.
Have it because... No.
Anyway,
very smart.
Yeah. So well, it, so she met up. Brooks Bakeland, and it's said that in order to make sure she secured her man for good, Barbara lied and said she was pregnant. So he put a ring on it.
Barbara.
He put a
Barbara,
ring on it.
The fine ass girl that you just showed me.
She don't have to fake no pregnancy. She a lie.
Well, she did, but it worked because he married her.
But and then she really had to get pregnant.
Not at that point. So after
what getting, do you say? What do you
say? I guess yeah, you say you had a miscarriage, and then nobody questions
oh,
it.
Oh, honey, sweetie, baby.
Yeah. Would that you? If somebody was like, "Oh, yeah, I was pregnant, but I had a miscarriage," would be like, "Did you really?"
If I knew that person to be a hypothetical,
pathological
liar, then yeah, I would.
Okay. Like, well, after getting married in California, the couple got a luxury apartment in the Upper East Side of New York City. Yeah, so they got this big fancy apartment in the Upper East Side. Hey, Upper East Siders.
It's Gossip Girl. XOXO.
They had big extravagant dinner parties, and guests included people like Hollywood star Greta Garbo
Ooh.
And playwright Tennessee Williams. So they were rubbing elbows.
Do you know who either one of those people are?
Mm-mm.
Greta Garbo had good taste.
Rita Haywood.
Gave good face.
Yeah, no, you must yeah. be with that one.
Okay.
No?
Do you know who Tennessee Williams is?
No.
He's a playwright.
Go on.
On paper... Brooks and Barbara were the quintessential socialite couple. But during these dinner parties, cracks would show. People started noticing that Barbara was emotionally unstable. So they're like,
I know what that feels like.
The fine ones always are. You know?
Are they? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
So they were like, we love these parties, you know, but this bitch be crazy.
Yeah, they all be kind of like that.
She would have rude outbursts, appear very depressed at times, and would drink excessively.
Actually, she might be me.
Throw your wine glass against the wall. It sounded like she was that type.
Yeah.
To just
oh,
all of
yeah.
a sudden in the party be like, God,
like,
damn
I could
it.
See like her husband, like if her she husband had, was flirting someone and she they were at a party, she'd fucking throw a wine glass.
Well,
she had a fainting couch in her house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't take it.
Well, Brooks and Barbara's relationship was rocky. Barbara was not easy to deal with, and they were both having extramarital affairs.
Oh,
but if you're both doing it, then
what's the big deal?
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's not. Don't.
It's not.
Well, Barbara ended up getting pregnant for real. For real, for real. And on August 28th, 1946, she gave birth to their son. They named him Anthony Bakeland, but just would call him Tony. When Tony was 8, the family became nomadic, but they were rich nomadic. They had an apartment in New York, but they were renting a house in London. And they rented a house in Paris.
I want to be that kind of nomadic.
And they rented a house in Switzerland and Italy. Right. So they just bounced between all these places.
Yeah.
That would be fucking nice.
Yes, it would.
They were still living a very extravagant lifestyle. And the two of them were still fucking other people. From
I love that.
I mean, it sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're rich enough.
Yeah.
What the fuck ever. From 1960 onward, the family's main base was in an apartment in Paris. During one of their big parties at the Paris apartment, Brooks met an English diplomat's daughter. She was beautiful, and she was 15 years younger than him.
I thought you were about to say she was 15.
No, she was 15 years younger than he was.
Okay.
Quite the scandal.
Yes. So, of course, they started fucking.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Sam.
He had had numerous affairs before.
Of course he did.
But something about her made him realize how absolutely miserable he was with Barbara.
It's that dank lovemaking.
So he told Barbara that he wanted a divorce.
Mm-mm.
After hearing this, Barbara tried to commit suicide.
Barbara. On the couch, Bex. On the fainting couch.
Brooks ended the affair and stayed with Barbara.
Don't kill yourself. I'll stay.
Exactly. No, that's what yeah. it was.
Hey, don't do that.
In 1967, the family was mainly living between Switzerland and Spain. Tony was 20 at this time, and he had met a guy named Jake Cooper, who is a bisexual Australian man.
Mm,
sounds I hot, doesn't it?
Love
yeah.
it. Oh, I love the guys and the Sheilas, you know what I'm saying?
Jake introduced Tony to various hallucinogenic drugs. Which they traveled to Morocco to get. Because where else do you get your hallucinogens?
Yeah, sure.
Well, right. The good stuff, you got to go to Morocco. Mm. The two also allegedly began having a romantic relationship at this time.
They were boys and they were kissing?
Yes.
Got it.
Hot. Hot stuff.
Super hot.
Barbara learned of all these shenanigans from a friend, and oh my stars, the scandal.
Oh.
She ended up traveling by car to Spain to get her son back to Switzerland because they had an image to protect and he couldn't be doing all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, they were fucking around on each other, but...
No, she was getting her son.
I know, but, what
she's
saying is
mom and dad are fucking around.
Mom and dad
had
this whole extramarital
fucking around with, but he can't have a steady boyfriend.
Right.
Right. They were fucking around with their, you know.
They were heterosexually fucking around.
Yes.
Got it.
That's why it's acceptable.
So when they got back to Spain, Barbara set Tony up in a relationship with a girl named Sylvie.
Sylvie don't have a dick.
Because a gay or even a bisexual son at this time was not a good look. So she was like, here's you, this pretty little girl.
But having extramarital affairs again, that's okay.
Yeah,
okay,
that's what rich people do.
Also trying to kill herself.
This matchmaking backfired when Sylvie and Barbara's husband Brooks began having an affair.
I love it.
No,
Brooks, you bastard.
God damn,
you son of a bitch. After I gotta know what this man looks like
after
or the fact that he's gonna have game out the ass. He can't just have just the money.
Well, he's got money.
Well, yeah, he's got money, but so does the son. Like, the son inherits the money, so why would she have to sleep with the old guy if she's fucking the son?
I think if this
that's true.
If this was him, he was all right.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Smash.
If that's him, I don't know.
Smash.
I don't... pass or smash. Smash.
Quite the scandal.
If that's him, I don't know. That's because that's the only picture that comes up. But anyway, so yeah. After discovering this, Barbara tried to commit suicide again, but Brooks said, I don't give a fuck this time. I'm not buying it. We're getting a divorce. Brooks then quickly married Sylvie, and they had a baby together. Aww. And this, of course, did not go over well with unstable Barbara. Tony.
It's fucking losing it.
Tony also wasn't doing so great and started showing signs of mental illness in his young adulthood. But despite his increasingly erratic behaviors and outbursts, Barbara refused to believe that anything was wrong with her precious baby boy. Not my baby.
He's not gay.
Tony would eventually be diagnosed with schizophrenia and paranoid tendencies, but this still didn't do anything. When the doctors first gave the Bakelands the news, Brooks refused to let his son seek any psychiatric help because he thought psychiatrists were amoral.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara still refused to believe that anything was wrong with her baby boy.
Hmm.
Barbara was also still obsessed with her son's sexuality. She wanted to change him. She became
boy. No.
Don't you know?
No. Barbara. You little slut.
Babsy.
Don't say it.
She wanted to change him.
Fuck me.
And became almost obsessed with trying to do so. She would hire female prostitutes to have sex with him in order to convince him that he was straight. Do you think this worked?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say
no.
It didn't.
What?
That's crazy.
I am shocked and dismayed.
In the summer of 1968, Barbara and Tony were living in Mallorca. She was still trying to make him straight, but nothing she tried had worked so far. So she took matters into her own hands.
No, she didn't.
Quite the scandal.
It is believed that Barbara had an incestuous relationship with her son at this time. It's said that during that time, they lived more like a romantic couple than the mother and son they actually were.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But there isn't a lot of proof that this actually happened.
Okay, let's go with that then.
But people did notice that they seemed to have an unhealthy codependency with each other. And apparently, Tony did become more unhinged during this time.
I bet he did.
Fucking your mom.
I mean, when you're fucking your mom.
By 1968... What? By 1969, the two had returned to living in New York. Barbara actually began having a relationship with an art curator named Samuel Adams Green, but after only 6 weeks, Samuel broke up with her. This kind of shows you the kind of crazy bitch Barbara was. She was still obsessed with him and apparently walked across Central Park barefoot in the snow wearing nothing but a fur coat in an attempt to win him back. Marisa, don't act like you wouldn't want to see that woman coming at you naked in a fur coat.
She's also not
she doesn't
her
have to
child.
Be barefoot. No. This is with the other dude.
I'm sorry. I can't get past the other thing.
Yeah. But if I found out she was fucking her son.
Who's that lady?
She didn't have to be barefoot, though.
Yes, she did.
But it doesn't
she
turn
can wear the boots
but
with
what
the
if
fur.
Amy just was wearing a fur coat with nothing underneath?
Yeah, done.
See?
Now I want to go home.
By 1972, Barbara and Tony, who was still struggling with mental illness, were living together in London. Barbara was still playing socialite, but it said that Tony was regressing a lot. In late July of that year, Anthony tried to throw his mother under the traffic outside of their penthouse in Chelsea, London.
Damn.
She was only saved because Tony was kind of a weak little bitch, and her friend was able to intervene. The Metropolitan Police arrested him for attempted murder, but Barbara refused to press any charges. Anthony was subsequently admitted to a private psychiatric hospital, but he was released soon afterwards. After that incident, Barbara did invest in a private psychiatrist who would see Tony in their own home. And at the end of 1972, the doctor gave Barbara some disturbing news. He warned her that he believed Tony was capable of murder.
And Barbara, no shit. He already tried to kill her once.
And Barbara said, my baby.
Not my baby.
Would never. I have never.
Except for that
been
one
to
time.
A Hooters.
I have never been to a Hooters.
A few weeks later, after the psychiatrist said that, on November 17th, 1972, Barbara was making dinner at the apartment when she and Tony got into an argument. This argument pushed Tony over the edge, and he took a kitchen knife, charged towards his mother, and stabbed her directly in the heart.
Fuck.
Barbara died almost instantly. She was 51 and Tony was 26. After murdering his mother, Tony ordered Chinese takeout. Then he called the police to turn himself in as he ate his food.
Hey, I killed her.
Yeah.
You got to get that last meal in, though. I don't really blame him for that.
Hey, real quick, my bad. I killed her.
Sorry.
Hold on one second. I need to get an order of fried rice and some wontons. Okay.
The wonton soup.
So what I was saying was, I killed my mom.
You might want to come get her body.
Anthony,
good fried rice.
Anthony would later confess to and was charged with Barbara Bakeland's murder. He was sent to the infamous Broadmoor Hospital in Berkshire, England, to receive intensive treatment at the High Security Psychiatric Hospital. After just 6 years at Broadmoor, a group of people, like family friends or something, actually petitioned the courts to release Tony, and they did. And he left Broadmoor on July 21st, 1980, and immediately flew home to New York City. He moved in with his 87-year-old maternal grandmother, and just 6 days after he left the psych hospital, Tony stabbed his grandmother.
Ah, fuck, I knew that was coming.
8 times with a kitchen knife.
Jesus.
But she
Grandma tried to sleep with him too?
She survived.
Damn.
Oh.
87-year-old lady.
Hey.
She said, it's not my time. It feels to stab your grandma.
You're really sick if you're going to stab grandma.
Your mom? Moms can be bitches.
Okay, but not grandma.
Not Nana. He was arrested by the New York City Police Department, charged with attempted murder, and sent to prison at Rikers Island. After 8 months of assessment by a psychiatric team at Rikers Island, Anthony was expecting to be released on bail at a court hearing on March the
20th, 1981. Wait, what? He was going to be released again?
He is...
Murdered one person and attempted to murder somebody else, but they're going to let him go again.
But the case was adjourned by the judge because there was a delay in the transfer of his medical records from the UK. So they were like, we need his medical records. We haven't gotten them yet. So we have to postpone this trial.
All right.
So that same day, Anthony returned to his cell at 3:30 p.m. and was found dead 30 minutes later.
Killed himself.
He suffocated himself with a plastic bag.
Damn it.
So yeah, that's that. Again, there's no actual proof that Barbara did sleep with her son. I did find one article that said that Barbara Bakeland's sister-in-law recalled Barbara saying, you know, I could get Tony over his homosexuality if I just took him to bed. Mm-mm. So there are...
Barbara? No.
That's not how that works.
There are some like little snippets of people where they were like, yeah, she talked about that. She would make comments like, yeah, me and Tony spent all morning laying in bed reading the paper. Like little stuff like that. That was
like, that's fucking gross.
But then some of her friends are like, yeah, she said all that shit, but she just fucking did it for attention.
Oh.
Like, we don't think she really slept with her son. We think she was saying all that shit to get attention.
So we really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, she did try to commit suicide for attention, so...
Yeah, true.
We don't know, but with him becoming more increasingly unstable...
Psychotic, yeah.
Maybe something was... And if you're fucking your mom, that's not really going to help you.
So I wonder if there was anything that ever said... if Tony,
what a motherfucker,
like why he tried to kill his grandmother, why he killed his mom. Like,
I couldn't find any voices. I don't know.
Right.
There is a movie based on these events, and it's called Savage Grace. Savage Grace.
I feel like I may have seen this.
Barbara is played by, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Nicole Kidman.
Julianne Moore.
Oh, I love Julianne Moore.
I figured you would.
She's a freak. Okay.
I like her. And no, Tony.
I don't like.
Is played by
Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. You watched it? I don't remember the movie, but I remember seeing them.
I don't want to do Julianne Moore. I just think that she's an excellent actress.
Yeah. But as with any movie based on true events, there's a lot of things that are like dramatized inaccuracies. Sure. For example, there is apparently a scene where Barbara and Tony and then Barbara's boyfriend Samuel Green had a threesome.
No.
But the real Samuel stepped forward and said that shit did not happen.
Right.
And he actually tried to sue them, but he died before anything could be settled.
What was the movie called?
Savage Grace. I thought about watching it too, but I didn't. I might one day.
No, never seen it, but...
You adding it to the list.
Yeah, Julianne Moore, she's good. She's an excellent actress.
She is.
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
And Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, yeah. He's a good actor.
Yeah,
well, actually, I don't know. I've never seen him in anything, but...
You didn't watch Fantastic Beasts?
Oh, yeah, I did.
You made Les Mis?
No.
Oh, yeah, he did play in Les Mis.
Dude, my sister used to watch that all the fucking time. Like, that was a
one. That was a one and done.
She watched it all the time.
I watched it like three times.
One of those things where I could like hear it through my fucking wall, and I'd be like, turn her chill!
I love
Les Mis. Trying to play some Red Hot Chili Peppers!
Yeah. I love Les Mis.
Hey!
Yeah, and that's the Barbara and Tony Bakeland story.
Well, that was fucked up. Thank you for that.
I told you guys you weren't ready for that one.
No, I wasn't. As soon as you said...
She was obsessed and wanted him to change. Taylor's like, no!
No!
Mm-mm. Yeah, wow. Took a turn.
Sure did.
All right. Well, if you don't already...
Follow us on Instagram.
Lady_you're scaring us.
If you have any suggestions for any future stories, give us a DM. We're always open for suggestions. Yeah, and we're still working on a couple of suggestions. So don't think we forgot about you.
No, I got it. Got it in the bag.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.